taking you through the traffic.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Festival of Ideas is almost upon us, and I've got Malavika Anderson here, one of the organisers, to let us know about how it's all going to work and what we can expect this year. Hello, welcome to Cambridge 105.
Hi, thank you, Julian.
So tell us a little bit about the history of the event. How long has it actually been running for now?
Well, sixth year now coming up, so it's 6 years old. It started off quite modestly, and now it's bigger and better than ever before. 215 events this year.
I was about to say everybody always says that, but 250, it's pretty good going.
Yeah, it is. I'm quite impressed by what we've managed to put together this year.
Not bad at all. And how many venues has it held over? There must be quite a few,
Quite a few. I mean, all around Cambridge, really. In the programme, you find a map, and there's something like 75 venues listed in there. So it's huge. Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's not actually possible to attend everything, is it? You kind of have to make a few choices.
Yeah, I wish I could, but no, it's not possible to attend everything. But we've got a little bit of everything for everyone. Yeah,
give us a general flavour of the type of talks and presentations that people can see. Then we'll maybe delve a little bit deeper and find out some of the highlights as well.
Great. Well, I don't know where to begin, really. Well, we've got a little bit of politics, so lots of topical debates to do with politics. We've got people talking about the welfare system in Britain. We've got Europe, is it in terminal decline? Questions about immigration. So lots of topical things like that. We've got literature on the other end of the spectrum. In fact, we're organising an event along with Cambridge 105.
Yes, this is Lee and Alex from our Bookmark programme, which you can hear tonight at 10 o'clock. I should probably throw that in at this point. And they're organising a session, aren't they? A literature-based one.
It's called Opening Up Literature, and it's a very interesting panel discussion, and it's going to be featuring one of the most important authors from Britain, MJ Hyland, who's a Booker Prize nominee, and a few others. So, yeah, very much looking forward to that. The Faculty of English from our university is also offering lots of events on Saturday the 26th. We've got some film events going on. We've got children's events from sort of activities like Prehistory Day, which is one full day of archaeological fun, to some museum activities. So a whole range of things, really.
And how do you decide what actually goes into the programme? Can sort of people just roll up and say, I think this is a good idea, and somebody considers it? Or is there, you know, major committees and discussions which are held?
Well, a little bit of both, I'd say. So essentially what we try to do is we, as a team, so we're based in the University of Cambridge's public engagement team, and we sit together every year and we think, what is important to talk about? What would be interesting to the public? And we have a little chat about that and come up with a few things. And then we work with various departments. We think who might be an interesting person to invite. And then we also work with local cultural organisations and put together a programme, really.
So it's a good sort of breadth of opinion then, which goes into it. So let's go through that programme then and see, pick out three or four items that might be of interest to Cambridge 105 listeners.
Okay, so one thing I'd like to bring up, which we're doing, which is quite exciting, is we've got an artist called George the Poet. He's a very young London-based spoken word performer, and he's going to be performing on the 25th of October at West Road Concert Hall. I must add that all the events I'm talking about are free, so there's no payment involved in any of this. So that's happening. In fact, he was a University of Cambridge graduate. What else do we have? We have a very exciting event called Bexistentialism, which is
a bit of a play of words going on there, isn't there?
Absolutely. So it's in the words of the speaker, whose name is Andy Martin. It's a sort of football meets philosophy situation. That's also happening on the 26th of October on the University Sidgwick site. What else? We've got Rowan Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury.
He's a local now, isn't he?
He is indeed, yes. And he's talking, he's in conversation with Tim Winters, talking about a film called A Common Word, which is a Muslim-Christian conversation. So we've got a bit of that. And I would like to flag up Prehistory Day once again, which is a fantastic day for children and young people of all ages, really.
What sort of is the starting point for that? That's often a question, because kids like slightly different things the older they get. So is it like a core audience for that one?
Well, because it's offers such a wide range of events within the actual day, I don't hesitate in saying it's actually from 5-year-olds to 30-year-olds.
So you can do a bit of mix and match then. If you think something's maybe a little bit too old for your child or too young, you could just go to one of the other sessions.
Absolutely. So it's a drop-in free thing where everybody just comes together and does. So you can do archery if you feel brave enough, or you can do flint napping, or you can just make little clay sculptures.
Sorry, what's flint napping? I should probably know.
It's just an archaeological thing where you, I don't know, you break things and put them together.
Oh, break things.
Everyone loves to break things.
Yeah, no, my niece will be in for that one, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to seeing her there then.
Okay, what else might we have?
We've got actually a very interesting thing talking about women's sport in Cambridge, which is something we haven't heard very much about, but will be talked about again on the 26th.
Now, that is an interesting one, because I've noticed I don't know if it's the cause of the Olympics. Mm. I don't know if it's because the major men's sports, all those TV rights have been sewn up. So all of a sudden, you know, the BBC and others are starting to look at women's sports, which
absolutely
they might not have done previously. So regardless of what's caused it, it's actually sort of, I suspect, causing a little bit more interest.
Absolutely. And that talk's happening. The assistant director at the Cambridge Sports Centre called Karen Pierce is actually giving that talk, and she's fantastic. And that's happening in Newnham College, appropriately, we think, on the 26th of October. And we hope we'll have a good audience there.
Okay. What would be, you know, do you get a chance to go to any of these yourself?
I try. Well, yeah, I go to about an event a day or two events a day, but it's still nothing compared to the full 200.
Have you got anything that you put a ring around in the programme?
Oh, God, let me look at my programme.
That you're definitely going to be going to.
I'm definitely going to be going to an event called the Poetry of Things, which is a culmination of the Thresholds project, which we did last year, where the poet laureate Caroline Duffy matched a few poets with museums in Cambridge, and the poets had residencies in these museums, and then they've gone on to write a few poems about these museums, and it's going to be an exposition of that.
Well, I like the sound of that. And we mustn't forget to mention Lee and Alex, which I'm rather disappointed, actually, because I'm going to be here when they're performing. It's on the Thursday, the 31st of October, 6 p.m. till 7:30. This is Opening Up Literature. You've mentioned the beginning, pushing the boundaries between genres. And this is marked on what Lee sent me across here as free, as you said, but you still have to pre-book.
Yes, we encourage people to pre-book, because things do get booked up quite fast and we do have limited capacity. So it is always advisable to pre-book if you want to.
Pre-book.
And the best way to do that is to either get onto our website, which is www.cam.ac.uk/festival-of-ideas.
That's one of these snappy university email or web addresses.
That's the one. Or you can also ring us. We've got phone lines open from 10 to 4 every day. That's 01223-766-766.
Oh, that's nice and easy as well. And when does it all start? What's the first day?
Well, funnily enough, the festival starts on the 23rd of October, but we've got a nice big pre-festival event on the 19th of October.
Ah, so you can pre-book for the pre-festival.
Well, that one's a drop-in, so you just come along to that one.
Okay.
And that's at the centre at St. Paul's.
Well, Malavika, thank you very much for coming in to Cambridge 105 and telling us all about the Cambridge Festival of Ideas. I hope it all goes very well.
Thank you very much.
I'll be swatting through the website, if you can swat through a website, I guess you can, and seeing if I can find something to go along to myself.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.